took on a new, desperate note as its camouflage faded. Act prepared to rush in and finish it off. Then she stopped.
What am I doing?
The answer took surprisingly long to come. This wasn't her fight. Unless one of the droids was carrying the Navicomp, she had nothing to gain by killing them. Revenge might seem sweet at that moment, but she would be full of regret later if attaining it meant failing in her mission. Darth Kratos would make sure of that. The Cinzia, Lima Zandrit, they were what mattered. The Jedi rushed past her, lightsaber upraised. Let him finish off the fallen droid, Axe decided. To him could go that minor spoil. Then he and Stryver could surely finish off the one droid left to deal with on their own. Unnoticed by either of them, she turned and headed back to the security airlock. Shigar stabbed down into the guts of the fallen droid, pressing hard to penetrate the surprisingly tough metal of its exoskeleton. Its legs strained against the net, failing either to fire at him or to form its electromirror defense. Sparks still discharged all around it, and Shigar was careful not to be either burned or shocked. As it was, the hairs of his arms were standing on end, electrified even along the shaft of his lightsaber. The droid's gleaming sense organs turned matte black when it died. It slumped back with a metallic rattle, and its legs hung limp. Still, Shigar worked through its body, making sure nothing survived. The case split open, spilling several white, shell-like hemispheres. Fearing they might create some kind of last-minute attack, Shigar speared them, too. They hissed and collapsed, oozing a dark red liquid. When he was absolutely positive the droid had no life left, he stepped away and hurried after Stryver. The final droid was peppering the Mandalorian with its newly potent pulses, keeping well out of range of his net launcher. Stryver, in turn, had managed to maneuver it into a cul-de-sac and pinned it between him and a trio of Nikto security guards. Their blasters were ineffectual against the thing's armor, but they had a distracting effect. Shigar came up behind the Mandalorian and considered how best he could help. The roof was low and much less sturdy than that of the security airlock. Reaching out through the Force, he loosened the key beam and brought a shower of bricks and ceiling tiles down onto the droid. The distraction was sufficient for Stryver to get close enough to cast the net. The droid went down with a shriek of pain and anger. Stryver pumped three concussion grenades into its chest, not caring about the Nikto standing nearby. Shigar pushed past him to finish off the droid himself before anyone else could get hurt. Prior to delivering the killing blow, he tried talking to it.
Why are you fighting?
We do not recognize.
You're a combat droid. You must have core protocols.
Not recognize your...
Who is your commander? Your maker.
Your authority.
Stryver leaned past him and plunged his collapsible shock stave into the thing's chest. Its legs flailed, and it squealed so piteously that Shigar almost felt sorry for it. Then its vocabulator function degraded, and its voice became little more than piercing electronic tones. He was glad when it finally fell silent. His comlink buzzed.
Shigar, I'm in the vault, said Loren. You need to see this.
What is it?
I don't know.
With a blast of static, the comlink went dead. Shigar turned and ran back the way he had come.